You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Shogger, like Edmonton, now I'm not saying that Nima Leinen's coming in and he's going to be here long term, but they really haven't had a prospect like him. You know, Bouchard and Broberg, high-end guys, or, you know, offensive, going to play in a lot of – they haven't had, like, a big physical mean defenseman in a while.
Yeah, you're right, actually. That's been a little while. Like, Matt Green, I want to say?
Yeah, probably. He's developed. Yeah, that's fair.
I think back in the day.
Yeah.
Not saying that Nima Leinen necessarily is Matt Green, but 6'5", couple hundred bills. You can find some highlights on him online, throwing some hits and such. Like, yeah, that's good. It's a different dynamic. A lot of the guys that they have are more, you know, smoother skating or real nice guys at the puck and a little more offensive-minded. Yeah, this guy's not afraid to throw the weight around a little bit. Is he a third-round pick? He's 5 years ago, so he's definitely... It's taken some time for him to get here. They're pretty deep down their depth chart right now, though. Like, they're really digging deep here. So it'll be interesting to see, yeah, how this deep into their left side depth, what quality of players sitting there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Like, I looked in the last few years, you know, they had 14, 11, 11, 13, 11 defenders. They even played 10 last year. I think the difference is it's 10 and it's only game 21, right? That's what's kind of surprising. Like, sometimes, you know, you'll end up with more defenders because there's a few trades at the deadline or what have you. But, yeah, to use 10 defenders only 21 games in is definitely rare. But you know what's funny, Shogger? I was looking back, and Strutty, of course, was part of this game. I'm not sure if you remember it or not. Back in March of 2010, the first year where the Oilers, you know, they were limping their way into that's when they got Taylor Hall in the draft. But they went into Chicago the night of the trade deadline, and they had traded Visnovsky and Steve Staios earlier that day. So their lineup that night on the blue line, Strutty and Tom Gilbert were their two veteran defenders. Then they had Taylor Chorney, who had played 24 games. Theo Pekham had played 21. Dean Arcini had played 2. And Johan Motin made his NHL debut that night. And that was the night that the Blackhawks, they honored their Olympians. And there were 7 of them as they just returned home from the Olympics.
Yeah, wow. Wow. Well, okay, I'll take it back even further, though. In 2006, I think. I don't remember who all was on the blue line. I should have searched this before, but do you remember when they had to emergency recall Sebastian Bisseau?
Oh, yes. Yeah, good times.
So they did an emergency recall on using him. He came in, wasn't drafted. He came in, and I believe he played 2 games. Who else played? Brian Young, I think, played.
Yes, Brian Young.
Who else was there that game?
Danny Sivret.
Danny Sivret, yeah.
Matthew Waugh. They had 12 defensemen that year.
I think. Was that Theo Pekham or was that?
No, he wasn't on that team yet. No, that was it. It was in 2006, 2007. It was right after, of course, the year they went to the Stanley Cup. And then the next year, of course, Pronger left. And they were pretty decimated, really. Although, like, Smith, Green, and Schmid played a lot that year, but Staios and Bergeron each missed, you know, like 25 games. And then they had Jan Hayda, Daniel Tarnquist, Matthew Waugh, Danny Sivret.
That
was Gilbert's rookie season when he came up and played 12 games.
Yeah, and I think Bisseau came in, like, same day. I think there was an injury, and he flew in and ended up in the lineup. And he only played 2 games. Those were the only 2 games of his NHL career.
Yep.
But he can always say that he played the exact same number of games as 17th overall pick Alexei Michnov. So there you go.
Well, that's a random game stat. I love it. I love it. Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. And Shogger, Dave Tippett going with the exact same lineup except Nima Leinen for Broberg. And he didn't switch up the D pairs, at least to start. He's going to play Broberg and Nima Leinen, who have played together in the American League. And I think you'll kind of see Lagesson or Bouchard or Russell Barry. And to start, one of those pairings will get the Crosby matchup. Which line do you think... Is it going to be split, or do you think there's one line? Does he want McDavid out against Crosby? Does he want Draisaitl out against Crosby?
I don't know. I'm not sure which one he would look at and think is a better matchup. I mean, I don't think he's afraid of either of them. And I sort of asked him, today if, because I knew he wasn't going to tell us. So I just said, do you get the feeling that both of those guys want that matchup? Because if you're McDavid, you want to play against Sid tonight. If you're Draisaitl, you want to play against Sid tonight. And they both will. And we know they'll play together at times too. So I don't know. I don't know if he'll lean towards one over the other. I think that McDavid, McDavid has the points advantage when these two guys play head to head. He's put up more points, but Sid has been able to find wins for his team more often here. So I think it'll be interesting. I think he would be fine if it were McDavid versus Crosby all night long. I think Dave Tippett would be perfectly fine. And the other thing is he can't. You can't change Connor McDavid out of a Sidney Crosby matchup on a night like tonight. I think you just let it happen. You just got to let Connor McDavid show that he can play his way through that and let him have at it.
Yeah, that's fair. It's an interesting one for me to see. Like, Dave Tippett rarely goes out of his way. I don't think he's going to be scared of either line. I think the Penguins, you're like, well, we got Crosby. I mean, we got McDavid or we got Draisaitl. I honestly think there's more, Pittsburgh should be more concerned here than the Oilers should be of Sidney Crosby. Right now, today, McDavid and Draisaitl are more impactful players today overall than Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, but Sid has as much ability to impact a game on a given night, when Sid brings it. So, I mean, it's going to be a motivated and very interested Sidney Crosby tonight, right? He wants to play well in a game like this. For sure he does. And he's starting to heat up a little bit, putting up some more points here in the last week or so. It'll be interesting. I mean, he doesn't have the same stuff around him necessarily, but they also have the opportunity to feast on some young blue liners here. Feast. Because try as you might, you're going to end up in some situations where you're not going to be able to have the pairing that you want out there against them. And so it will be interesting to see if the Penguins sense some blood in the water here with a very, very young decor, and if they apply themselves in a way that's obvious they're trying to take advantage of that. If they, after being, kind of ripped a little bit for their effort in the last game, a goaltender has to save them, a blue line that is depleted tonight, I can't imagine the Penguins will come out and not be on their toes tonight.
Ron Schrock from TSN. Yeah, I would agree with that. And also, though, Edmonton's been very good at home. They're 8-1. Yep. They've scored 5 or more goals in 6 of their 9 home games.
How many times have they scored first at home? Do we know that?
They have scored first at home.
Because they have 8 of their 20 games they have, they've scored
first.
Yeah,
it's 5 at home, I think. So 5 at home. I'll double check. I think it's 5 at home.
Just start on time, hey? Come out and start on time. Don't give up any significant chances early, and maybe be the team that comes out and dictates a little bit in the early going, and start on time. When you got a young blue line like this, just keep the puck going in the right direction. And and I wonder if somewhere in their heads there's a little more on the back check. You come a little bit deeper in your own zone if you aren't just conscious of that, kind of like when you have a backup, a rookie backup netminder in. Maybe there's just something in your head that's you just pay extra attention. And I think they'll need to do that tonight.
Ryan Schaug from TSN joins us. Dave Tippett gave the a pretty glowing review of Jesse Puljujärvi and what he thinks he's capable of, and he loved his game in Vegas. And that's the thing, Vegas had a veteran team, and they didn't really expose, Edmonton's young defensemen. Obviously they created some chances, mainly in the first 50 minutes of that game where I thought Koskinen was outstanding. And I want to get to Koskinen because the last time he played great, Schauger, was the St. Louis game. He was outstanding. And then the next game, literally the first shot of the game, a floater from Lowry beats him. I think tonight, this is where I look at Koskinen. It's, can he build on that really strong performance and be focused right from the get-go tonight?
Yep, and how you handle success is every bit as important as how you bounce back from failure. It really is, and they're different skills. It's a different skill to get beaten down one game and to have a tough time and the media piles on to you a bit and you have a short memory and you get back in there and you fight hard and you battle back. That's a different skill set than going in there playing fantastic and then recognizing that means nothing when the puck drops the next night and finding that level again. Having a short memory doesn't just mean after losses or after tough outings. It means having short memories after the wins, too. And Koskinen, yeah, I think that's fair to point out. And, I mean, his numbers, just take his numbers on their own this year. And let's erase his past, and let's say we never knew anything about this first goal of the game stuff, and it was just a completely clean slate for him. We wouldn't be talking about it a lot this year. He hasn't exhibited as much this year as he has in previous years, and his numbers are decent, his record is great. Koskinen's having a really good year when you just circle this season. But it's when you add in the extra layers of what we've watched in previous years where it makes people wonder. And I think that's totally fair. I mean, your past is who you are. You got to own that, too. And some of that still haunts Koskinen for sure, despite the fact he's having a real good year here statistically.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's fair, right? It's the low percent. But even this year, Shogger, though, SportLogic tracks it. Koskinen second in the NHL in low percentage shot goals, right? So it's still actually been kind of an issue. For him this year, he was tied for the league last year, and then he was second this
season.
How is
he? So. And I know you might not necessarily have this, but you know, where is he in high percentage shot saves?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny that's what's interesting about it. I know last year when they had it, he was right up there. He was top 10, and that's what's frustrating. He'll make the big saves, and then he makes the one where you're just like, dude, like. What happened here, right? So and that's what's the frustration part about. He's yet to kind of find, and it's hard to be just that consistent. You'd almost say, you know what? And it sounds dumb, but I think if you make a great save, like if you get beat on a great goal, people are like, oh yeah, he didn't have much chance. That's okay. But when you let in like one, like the Lowry goal, you're just like, how does that, like it's mentally much different of a mindset for everybody watching and teammates when you see, wow, he got beat on it like a 2-on-1 and the guy puts a bar down, he didn't stop it. Okay. Then the guy shoots a floater from to the red line and scores.
I think it just depends on your history with it. Because if you're a goaltender who's done it enough where it's like, here we go again. So if the bench feels that, like, you got to be kidding me, here we go again. The fans feel that. That's vastly different than being an excellent goalie who lets in a stinker. And people look at that and go, oh, okay, well, he doesn't do that very often. Like, needs to get that one back, and it's no big deal, and you all move on. But because of the past that he has with it, because we focused on it a lot, because it's hurt them at times, I think there is some of that here we go again stuff. You even hear it in Dave Tippett a little bit now and then, you know, with Koskinen over the years. It's understandable. So, but I think Koskinen, like, there have been a lot of nights where he's made saves that were real important moments in games where just fantastic, solid, you know, either post to post or just great with the pads or even the glove hand this year, right? Hasn't been exposed in the same way. He's been good this year, and that's why the story on Koskinen, I think, when you just circle his season right now, you know, it's a pretty good season for him compared to previous years. But good season for the entire team, but I think he's certainly part of that and deserves his share of credit for where this team is at right now. They aren't where they are in spite of Koskinen. They are where they are in a lot of ways because of what he's doing.
Yeah, that's fair. I would totally agree with you on that one for sure. Yeah, I gave Koskinen a B+ in the season, no question. I think he's been when quote your backup goalie is 11-2, you should be pretty happy with that. Shogger, it'll be the Markus Niemelainen. I'm very curious. I hope he hits somebody in the trolley tracks, man. Like it's a lost art, clean hard hits. And when you're 6'5", that could be a difference maker. So I'll be curious to see him. The Twin Towers, the old Steve Smith, Jeff Bukaboom days are coming back for one game with Broberg and Niemelainen.
I think you might be juicing up Oilers fans a little much here. I mean, hey, let's just – he'll be in survival mode. It's his first NHL game. But, yeah, it'd be great. If he can add some physical presence back there, they can definitely use that. And it'll be fun watching him start his NHL journey. Enjoy the game.